listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
All righty, it is the Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's me, Brands, does present Pro Bowl weekend with a Celebrity Basketball Classic coming up on February 4th, 2023. The doors open at 3 p.m. You can get your tickets at itsmebrands.com. Tickets do start at $30, and now joining us is a Pro Bowler who will be participating in this event, and that is from the Dallas Cowboys, and joining us right now is going to be Kevontae Turpin. Kevontae, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the season. How you been?
I'm doing good, man. I want to thank y'all for having me, man.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So you go from playing in the USFL and being an MVP to then getting in the NFL, and in your first year playing with the Cowboys, you're a Pro Bowler. Can you just explain what this last year was like for you and how you just went through the emotions of this season, getting a lot of praise to your name?
Man, I can say, it's been a wonderful journey, man. I can say the journey still continues, man. It just, you know, coming from the USFL, you know, coming from there, you know, it's just been a wonderful, like, lifestyle, just coming to being a part of the NFL. It's just been wonderful, man, just coming, you know, being AVP of the USFL, you know, coming to the NFL and seeing how different the league is from all other leagues. And it's just been a wonderful experience, you know, for me, my first year. It's grateful for me to, like, make it to the Pro Bowl and all. But it's just been a wonderful journey, man, a wonderful journey.
If I would have told you before the year that you would have made the Pro Bowl, what would you have told me?
I probably would have laughed and probably just, you know, joked around, because I probably would never thought of that either. I ain't had no goals coming to this year. I really just trying to make myself certify as an NFL player. I ain't had no goals of even making the Pro Bowl or none of that. So I probably would have laughed, to be honest.
Where do you think you could go from here? Because you said the journey's not done yet. Like, when we're talking, let's say, in 5 years, what type of player do you think you could turn into?
In 5 years, I'm trying to be five-time Pro Bowler. In 5 years, I'm trying to – every year I'm in NFL, I'm trying to – that's basically like my goal now since I made it. So my goal is to – however, how many years I was in the league, I'm trying to be a Pro Bowler or be something, you know, accomplish something basically.
How do you think you could continue to further develop your game? Like, what type of player – I know you said a Pro Bowler, but what type of player do you think that you'll continue to turn into and develop into, and what do you want to improve on?
I'm trying to turn into, you know, one of the best in the league. You know, that's my goal. I'm trying to be like the best returner. Whatever the Cowboys need me to do, you know, even in the offense, if they do put me in, I'm just trying to be the best I can be for the team and make sure that we can win games. And that's just the best thing that I feel like that I'm in. I need a Super Bowl ring too.
Kevontae Turpin here with us. Yeah, it seems like you could be a threat out of the backfield and also as a wide receiver as well.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, that's basically what we're leaning on this upcoming season. You know, we're trying to get more points on the offense in.
Kevontae Turpin here with us, Pro Bowler from the Dallas Cowboys. So your season just came to a close on Sunday. How do you reflect back on the season that the Dallas Cowboys had?
I say we had a great season. You know, Cowboys, you know, they had the last 2 years, you know, most of the winning season that they had in the regular season. So I feel like we had a good year. I just feel like we just had some up and downs that we had to come over, that we just got to do this offseason, you know, bring some new pieces in. But I feel like this offseason gonna be really great for the Cowboys. We just need some more leadership and stuff like that. And I just feel like we'll be great. You know, we had a great year. We just got to get over that hump. You know, we just got to get to the championship games.
How do you view Dak Prescott as a leader?
Oh, Dak, oh yeah, he's a great leader. You know, he's the most vocal guy I ever been around. You know, he try to keep everybody up. You know, Dak is a great leader, you know. I got way more respect for Dak, you know, just the kind of person he is.
When did it hit you with the season that you were having individually, like, okay, I'm starting to have some success? Because I know you didn't think this was possible before the year started.
I'll say like week 4, week 5, that's when I really, you know, started to realize that I'm basically like a big part of this of the Cowboys team this year, basically like with the field position or stuff like that. I just feel like, you know, I had a big part. And I say it really hit me like week five, week six, around that time when I was really like, okay, I gotta play my role, because I knew I wasn't going to get no playing time on offense. So I knew I had to lock in on the special teams and all that.
What did you think of Mike McCarthy, you know, being in the same building as him throughout this year and what he brought to the Cowboys this year as a head coach?
Mike McCarthy, man, I love Mike like he is a father. And he gave me, you know, a lot of people didn't believe in me. You know, Mike gave me the opportunity, him and Jerry. They gave me the opportunity to come play for the Cowboys. And I just want to, you know, thank them for, like, giving me that chance, you know, come, like, prove myself to them. You know, and I feel like with Mike McCarthy in the building, you know, he's a great sports guy. He always keep everybody, you know, energized. And he's just one of them guys that you're going to always, whenever he's around, you're going to always have a smile on his face. He'll try to do something to make you smile. That's just what type of person he is.
Kevontae Turpin here with us. What happened? How do you explain what you guys were trying to do on that final play on Sunday?
Man, to be honest, it was a rugby play. That's what it's called. It's called rugby. So basically, like, me or CeeDee Lamb, you know, we get the ball first. Then we just start, like, laddering it up. But by the time Dak threw it, the dude was already closing on me. So I even really had no chance to even ladder it. So that's basically what it was. It's basically like a ladder, like a hook and ladder play, basically.
How often do you guys practice that, just wondering?
We practice, like, probably, like, twice a week. You know, we're doing, like, before we head out to, like, we got a away game, a home game, like, the last practice. That's when we're practicing and stuff like that.
When you first saw it and when they first tried to practice it, and clearly you're involved in the play, like, when I'm watching on my couch, Kevontae Turpin, I'm saying, what the heck is Zeke doing lining up as center? Did you have the same reaction when you see Zeke snapping the ball?
When they put the play in, it was just like, out to me, I was like, what is Zeke doing? You know, I'm like, but then we kind of found out he wasn't eligible to, like, do nothing. All that he could do a block until we started laddering the play. So basically, there were plenty of people on the field that they can do something with the ball, basically. That's basically what it was. And when they put the play in, you know, when we first ran, like, the first time we ran it, like, we really, like, scored on our defense. So it seemed like it was a good play when we did it. So that's why I feel like they kept it in, and it was just like that.
Kevontae Turpin here with us. So you started to really have a great return up against the Niners when you guys were down 16-9 and then got tackled by Robbie Gould. What would you have done differently there when you go back and watch it?
When I go back and watch it, you know, to be honest with you, man, I was up, like, the whole night, you know, just watching that play. You know, I just felt like, man, I could have did way more than I did, you know, just running to him. I would have did differently. I would have hit the outside, you know, my block, the way the blockers were set up, I should have just used my speed. That's the only thing I really can't say. I should have just used my speed.
How tough is it to move on from a game like that? Like, you're human. You eventually got to get back to living your life and enjoying your off season, but with it being that fresh, like, does that still just really sting the performance that happened on Sunday?
Yeah, it still stings a little bit, but at the same time, you know, you got to always have that neutral thinking, you know. So at the same time, I just feel like, you know, it's gonna hit a lot, because we had a chance. We really had a good chance of winning that game. So it's gonna hit me for a little, probably like a couple more days, and you know, I'll be back to neutral and back to my regular thinking and trying to get back right this off season.
So it's me brands Pro Bowl weekend Celebrity Basketball Classic. You get your tickets at itsmebrands.com, and the event supports D Up on Cancer. Just tell me a little bit about the event and the basketball game that's going down.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking, like I tell a lot of people on the Cowboys team, man, I'm one of the best. Well, I am the best basketball player on the Cowboys team. So I just feel like, with the event going on, I got to come show these boys, like, my showcase and what I do. Because, to be honest, basketball really was my first sport. So, basically, I'm just going to go out there and try to have fun with these guys. You know, some of the guys I never met before. So, it's going to be a lifetime experience with me, because, you know, this is just my first year doing everything, basically.
Once again, you could go and attend it at the Thomas & Mack Center in Las Vegas. You get your tickets at itsmebrands.com. Kevontae Turpin, best of luck. Enjoyed hearing your story. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Appreciate you for having me.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games. Streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Gives it to McCaffrey up the middle into the end zone.
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open, Ja'Marr Chase takes it in. Touchdown, Chiefs.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.